79-50, Scott City gets their 21st victory of the year as they will move on to the sub-state championship game Saturday night at 7:30 here at Southwestern Heights to take on Holcomb as they defeat Southwestern Heights, who ends their season at 13-9. Now joined with the head coach for Scott City and Glenn O'Neill. Coach, congratulations on the victory. And what a wild game it kind of was, especially in that first half. A lot of fouls on both sides. I think around 25 to 30 fouls in that first half. But you guys lead 51-31. Lead by 30 going into the fourth quarter, force running clock. Your overall thoughts on tonight's ball game?
Yeah, like you said, you know, pretty wild. I think, you know, their philosophy maybe foul every time we got the ball inside the paint and hope they don't run out of bodies down there, you know, because I don't know how many foul shots Drew shot in the first half, but that was about a game and a half worth.
Yeah, it definitely was. He got his practice in here tonight, but he had 16 points in that second quarter. That was pretty good. And Joey Marr started you guys off once again. Drew Kite had a big second quarter. Those are some tough positions that Kite was making, the shots that he was making. He was triple-teamed at times most of that second quarter.
Yeah, most of Drew's were free throws, though. I mean, so it wasn't like he was making the other shots. But, you know, definitely happy with the shots, you know, the points, no matter how they come. But, I don't know. We had some nice interior passing. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know you know how many assists we had, but we blew some gimmies down there. We were kind of worried about, you know, them blocking our shot. And, you know, most times they're just going to foul us. I mean, I wish we could have finished a couple more of those. But, you know, overall, offense-wise, kind of got the game to a speed that we liked. Defense-wise, you know, they come out and shot the ball awful well in the first quarter. You know, a little bit of second quarter, shot the ball well from outside. You know, scouting report was right on as far as Johnson Run, you know, wanting to shoot the threes out there. And, you know, he come up pumped out, you know, come out pumped up and, you know, knock some threes down, a couple nice runners. You know, he's a nice player. We always said he was a good athlete.
He is, and he had 13 first-half points and ended up with 17 in the game. And what really worked for you guys in that second half to slowing him down?
I think he just cooled off, basically. Yeah. I mean, he made some shots he usually doesn't make, you know, consistently, you know, because he's about a 30-31% three-point shooter. You know, second half, you know, that percentage kind of come back to even it up a little bit, and to just kind of way things work sometimes.
Well, you guys get the victory. You go to 21-1 on the season, and you go – have another round here with Holcomb tomorrow night at 7:30. And Holcomb having a close game there. They ended up winning by 7, 58-51. And what did you take from that ball game tonight?
Holcomb's Holcomb. I mean, they always play hard. They execute. You know, they're very good basketball players, you know, well coached. And, you know, ever since I've been to Southwest Kansas, they've been that way. They've always had, you know, good, solid teams, good athletes. And, you know, don't expect anything, you know, different from what we see with those guys.
Well, another win, and Coach, once again, thanks for joining us here tonight, and have a safe trip back, and we'll see you here tomorrow.
All right, sounds great. Thanks.